Forward. Americans went to war to win their independence from Great Britain. Just weeks after fighting broke out at Lexington and Concord, the Continental Congress appointed George Washington Commander-in-Chief of an Army for the Defense of American Liberty. Outmatched American troops often retreated, but returned to fight again, frustrating British efforts to crush the rebellion. A stunning American victory at Yorktown finally sapped Britain's will to fight. And in 1783, both parties signed the Treaty of Paris. America had won its independence. 200 years later, during the bicentennial events at Yorktown, Virginia, in October 1981, I witnessed Americans again dressed in the brightly colored uniforms of George Washington's Continental Army, as well as those of militia units and guards of the original 13 colonies. They reenacted the battles that finally won our independence, and spectators were able to experience the sounds, the smells, and the feel of the battle. It took thousands of spectators back in time to give us all a small glimpse into the era when our forefathers fought to secure our freedoms and form a new nation. The objects of history and their stories have fascinated me ever since. That experience led me to ask questions about the material culture of the past and would lead me to a career at the Museum of American History, where many of those tangible pieces of history have been preserved and exhibited. The gunboat Philadelphia is one of them. Serving in the Battle of Valcour Island, it sank on its maiden voyage. But the battle helped to delay the British advance and allowed the fledgling American army to reinforce itself and come back stronger. Also among the museum's artifacts are many from George Washington, the uniform of blue and buff, which he wore for many of his formal portraits by Charles Wilson Peale, a pair of epaulettes, his battle sword with a green-dyed ivory handle, which he bequeathed to his nephew with a promise to draw the sword only in defense or in the defense of the country and its rights, and several pieces for field use, including canteen items, his marquee tent, and his folding camp stool. Washington took to the field with his men and army and used these objects, making a point to be among his soldiers. This book serves as a survey of the American Revolution, our War of Independence, but indeed a war that included the world. Many countries with colonies and interests in the New World fought in the conflict, along with Native Americans. Finally, through revolution, a new nation, the United States, was formed. The book draws on collections throughout the world, and most especially from the Smithsonian Institution. The Smithsonian has been collecting and preserving Revolutionary War materials since its founding in 1846. Most of the Washington material came to the institution from the Patent Office collections. Other materials came to us as family heirlooms, passed down from generation to generation, and given to the National Museum to be preserved for future generations. The objects, art, and documents of the period are key to telling and illustrating the story of our founding, from engravings by Paul Revere to paintings and portraits by Peale to original documents, drawings, maps, illustrations, and first-person accounts. This book offers a virtual tour of this history, with many personal touchstones and glimpses of how those before us forged a new nation and won our independence. Jennifer L. Jones, editorial consultant. Facts. George Washington sat for a portrait by Charles Wilson Peale to celebrate his victory at Princeton in 1777. Painted from life, this definitive image is thought to be a true likeness of the American hero. Part 1. From Resistance to Rebellion,